Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:42 WCCO here on the Morning News. Dave Lou with you on a day after some scores from the world of sports. We had Minnesota winning a beauty last night against Phoenix, Mike Max, and the last-second shot by Derrick Rose.
Was that a game, huh? Phoenix obviously shouldn't be a tormenting experience. They're a terrible team, but it went down to the wire. The Wolves were down by 9 at one point in time, came back, and what was interesting about it was on Friday night, the Wolves had a chance to tie it. They gave the ball to Derrick Rose. He missed a three-pointer, and then last night they give the ball to him again, kids, if you're listening, and he says, okay, I'm going to win it this time, and he went one-on-one. He isolated. Everybody knew what he was going to do. And he hit the 18-20-footer to win it. And, he's got guts, man. And he is one great addition to that basketball team. But, you know, since Ryan Saunders took over that team, except for the Philadelphia game, I think he's six games into this now, every game has gone down to the final possession almost, or close to the final 30 seconds of the game. It's just been uncanny, except for the Philly game.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, the other thing, the Gopher women's basketball team was ahead in the fourth quarter and lost to Nebraska last night.
Yeah, Nebraska outscored them by 14 points in the fourth quarter and got rolling there. They had a nice crowd there at Nebraska. But it was, it looked like the Gophers might have that one in hand. And they went on a run and they just kept going. And all of a sudden you go, oh, all of a sudden it's tie game. All of a sudden and you go, boy, the Gophers aren't going to catch. And then they had a couple chances in the last couple of minutes. All of a sudden they were playing catch up to try to tie it, but it was it was not a good game for the Gophers to give that one up because it looked like they were going to steal one on the road playing well.
Gopher hockey team swept out at Michigan State.
Yeah, I mean that really surprised me because I thought when they beat Notre Dame twice last week on the road, I thought okay, they've got this ship kind of turned and the system is in place and guys know what they want to do and all that. And then they got way behind on Saturday and caught back up a little bit and got beaten. Then came back and got beat again yesterday. So they're struggling in the Big Ten. And initially, when they went to that conference, it was almost an afterthought that they'd win the Big Ten. The question was, what were they doing in the NCAA tournament? Well, now they're below 500 again, so it's a struggle. Wisconsin coming to town this weekend, who's another team that's not great this year. But, I'm really surprised because I thought they had that thing kind of turned around here.
Wilder out of Vegas tonight, this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock game, afternoon game there for MLK Day. And, they've got Nate Schmidt out there from, they got a lot of Minnesota connections out there in that Las Vegas team. And they're good again this year. They won their winning streak recently. They've got some depth. They win without, I say that the Wild might be short some superstars who really make a dent. Well, Vegas has never really had superstars, but, they roll three lines out there and four lines and they're pretty good. And last year, the Wild had great success against them, despite that. Of course, in the Stanley Cup Finals, Vegas in their first year last year. But Vegas has been solid, and I don't know, it's hard to explain. You come up with a theory, and then you realize, well, your theory doesn't work. And I thought the fact that the Wild doesn't have any dynamic goal scorers was the problem. But, I mean, Vegas really doesn't have that many either, and they find ways to win every consistently. Like I said, they went on that. They're down a little bit, then they went on that winning streak, and they're back there now.
Martin Luther King Day today, and that means there's going to be three prep basketball tournaments going on.
Three prep basketball tournaments. They kind of play all day. They do showcases kind of during the day. And out there at Minneapolis Henry, that's been a staple for a long time that they do that. And, you see some good games today. It's a good thing. People want to be out. They want to be active. There's a lot of games going on and a lot of events going on today that you can get involved in. So it's a busy day for high school sports. And then, of course, it was a busy weekend as well. That game we had John Goldsworthy on yesterday, they played 28 below Minnetonka did on Saturday against Andover, and that was number one in the state against number two on top of it. And you'll never see that again. And he said it wasn't bad on the benches because they were heated. And he said that the guys that were skating were okay. It was the fans and the goalies that paid the price.
Well, see, I felt bad for the backup goalie and the fourth line guys. That's a tough
that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. And the fans, man, they obviously didn't have the crowd that they wanted, but you know, you can get out there and you can go okay for, you know, half a period, and pretty soon, you know, when your hot chocolate doesn't stay hot for a minute, that's not easy.
Yeah, well, Gary Bettman, get your act together and get the Wild to play on New Year's Day, for Pete's sake. I don't comprehend that whatsoever.
Okay. How about this one? Somebody told me this one time. You go to Lake of the Woods, outdoor game, Wild against Winnipeg. You cut it so half the ice is in Canada and half is in the U.S.
Yeah, bingo. Home run.
Boom.
Home run. Yeah, that's maybe too innovative for the NHL. It's beyond their reasoning. I just that makes no sense to me. And then, you know, I know that I saw seven guys on the post game analysis yesterday after one of the games. I don't remember which network it was, and I'm going, are you kidding me? But you know, I mean, we all have a fascination for it, so everything's been talked about. But I got to tell you, the thing that kind of gets doesn't get the attention maybe is Zuerlein. He comes out and ties the game, and then hits a 57-yarder to win it. Man.
And it could have gone 70. I mean, that thing was room to spare, but it's kind of been the, you know, of course, Chicago had the infamous double doink now, and, you know, but those two games yesterday were the NFL can't get any more than that. Overtime wins for the road teams, and I don't know what happened with Kansas City there that, you know, those last drives, New England just got whatever they want. A big part of it's Tom Brady, of course, but and they made some spectacular catches, but they ran the football so well, too, and Kansas City led the league in sacks, and they couldn't, again, Tom Brady's got a great feel for the rush and all those things. But they couldn't get to him, and that was something, boy. Those games were just
They were fun,
unbelievable. You know, in New Orleans, you assume was going to win even once they got to overtime, they couldn't. And it's not been a great playoff in terms of drama in this thing, but those things made up for all of it yesterday.
You and I were as excited about the playoffs as Mike Lynch was about the Super Blood Moon coming out after the playoffs.
Yeah, the big trifecta, huh, where they all line up together.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, it was a celestial hat trick, I'm calling it.
Is he down in Arizona with his telescope looking at it?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's sitting down there in the desert, and he's doing some – I think he's writing another astronomy book. I don't know what he's doing.
I can just picture him out in the middle of the night in the desert, the coyotes howling, cactus here and there, and he's got that telescope out there.
I said, what about rattlesnakes? And he says, well, they sleep at night because it's too cold in the desert.
Is that what he said?
Well, I said, yeah, I'd wear boots anyway.
I can just see him out there. His Super Bowl, right?
Well, that is his Super Bowl. Hey, Maxie, I'll look forward to hearing you tonight at 6:30. And then I know you're going to cover the Super Bowl out in Atlanta, too.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, WCCO. Catch him on Channel 4 today and tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.